Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Comic Movie Universe, a.k.a. the CMU. I'm your host, Terry. Today's episode is a Flash Season 3 recap of Episode 2, titled Paradox. And this episode, we pick up right where the first one left off. Barry Allen is back in the original timeline, kind of, but where he finds out that there are some variations. And in fact, he is in the third timeline that he created. And we know that some things are different, but we don't know quite what. And so this episode pretty much picks up explaining what things are different and kind of why. I really like the setup. I'll get into that. You know, it's one of my positives, but I really like the setup of the episode. Basically, Barry rushes over to Felicity and Star City, or whatever they call it now. And he's talking to Felicity about what he did and basically recapping all the different changes he's noticed over the week or so that he's been there. And so I thought that was a fun way to remind us, yes, Arrow and Flash are going to cross over all the time. It was weird that Oliver wasn't around. But we love Felicity, we love Barry, love seeing them together. So I thought it was a real nice way to kind of explain to the audience where Felicity was basically the audience, and we were getting explained these different things. So the major thing is Joe and Iris aren't talking. Now, I will say after the first episode ended, it really came off as if, like Iris wasn't around, like she was either dead or she didn't live in the city or something like that. It was like, I know Wally said, you know, they don't talk, but I figure she kind of replaced Wally where like she was in a different city or something like that. But as we find out in this episode, she's here, she's working for whoever, I forgot what they call it. She's a news reporter, all that good stuff. The only difference is that one, she found out that her mom was alive and that that Joe didn't tell her about it. She never forgave him for that, and they stopped talking over that. So one small moment in the first, well, not the first, but the second season that went one way where she saw her mom and then she gave her dad, it didn't go that way in this timeline. They don't talk. Also, we see Cisco. His brother died. Now, when they first kind of talked about it, it took a while to, you know, for them to just come out and say what happened. But when they first said, you know, that Dante died, I was thinking it was the moment with Captain Cold. And if you've been watching the show, you'll remember Cisco told Captain Cold who Barry or who Flash was. You know, told him he's Barry Allen. And it's shame he let him and his brother go because Captain Cold froze Dante's hand and he was a piano player or something and he couldn't use his hand and he's about to kill him and then, you know, blah, blah. So originally I thought he changed that decision and Captain Cold killed him. And I thought that's what they meant, but apparently he got hit by a drunk driver later on and he wanted Barry to go back in time and fix it, but he won't. So Cisco's kind of depressed, real mopey. He's been really hit hard by Dante's death. So that's another thing. There's a new metahuman CSI that partners with Barry, who is played by Draco Malfoy. Oh my God, his head is huge. He looks ridiculous. But he hates Barry, and Barry doesn't like him very quickly. He realizes that. And so that's kind of different. But those are the major changes. And, yeah, by the end, we kind of know what's going on with Caitlin. So, anyway, that's kind of what the whole episode was about, talking about the changes. Talking about Barry trying to fix the changes by going back through the Speed Force and eventually having to come to terms with, okay, I messed up, and we got to go forward with it. All right, so my zones, my negatives, things I could have been left without. Really, I think this whole episode, I have one negative that kind of ties a bow and blanket around the whole thing. And that is Barry Allen taking so long to tell everybody what happened. Like, almost all the little issues they got into in this episode could have been avoided within, like, I wouldn't say 5 minutes, because it'll take some time to explain, but 10, 15 minutes tops. Like he came back and just kind of went through the motions for a week or whatever, seeing what was different, and then looking like a douchebag, like, whatever. Be Joe and Iris, it's like, oh, why don't you guys talk? Oh, I thought it'd be nice for you two to, you know, come over. And it's just like, you saw Joe's reaction in the first episode. If I got that reaction from Joe, I would never bring that crap up again. Like, why is it so hard for him to ask Kaylin on the side or Wally on the side what's going on? Why does he have to keep putting egg on his face, bringing it up to Joe and Iris, when he knows they're sensitive about it? And then you got Cisco being, you know, making side comments to Barry. You know, you could tell he's really just not the Cisco we know and love. And so he keeps kind of bringing it up, and you know it's a sore subject for Cisco, whatever it is. And so Cisco is not even entertaining that idea. So again, like, the fact that he kept trying to prod him when he didn't want to be, I don't know the word for that, prodded, I guess, and looking like a douchebag, when it could have been solved by him saying, okay, team, sit down. They're like, Barry, why are you acting weird, blah, blah. Okay, sit down. They obviously, the stuff with Zoom is still there, the stuff with everybody knowing he's the Flash is still there, all the villains they fought is still there. They know crazy stuff happens. So sit them down and say, hey, Team Flash, I went back in time and saved my mom. And guess what they're going to do? Barry, really? You try to do that again? We told you that don't work and this and that. And you know why they can do that? Because they're Team Flash. They've been through it. They'll understand. And so once he says, okay, I did it this time, and it's exactly what we thought. It changed everything. Life was different. And my mom and dad was alive. I lived there for 3 months, but then I started losing my memories. And some things were really bad. A lot of y'all lives were different. We never met each other. I wasn't even the Flash. And so they would say, whoa, okay, we understand. That sounds bad. So what'd you do? So I decided to go back and fix it and let my mom die so I could be back here. Oh, Barry, that's so nice. That's so sweet. And then something else happened. It didn't quite come back the way I thought it would. There's small bits and pieces that aren't exactly right. And so that would have been an easy comment, not easy, but an easier conversation than the crap he tried to pull. Like, the whole dinner thing, I know it's supposed to be awkward, but it was just so super awkward and goofy and just, like, why was he trying to play Matt? I hate that trope they do in these TV shows. You know, all TV shows, they do certain same storylines in different ways. So the whole he said, she said, let's get them in the same room and have dinner. I hate that because it always falls apart, and it wasn't even clever. Like, he's like, hey, Barry's like, Iris, your dad said he's going to give you the scoop on this new case. So then when she says, Dad, where's the scoop? I'm not giving you anything. Boom, dinner's ruined. Like, it wasn't even hard. Like, it was so dumb. I was like, Barry, what are you doing? So then all that stuff really stemmed, all my negatives from this episode stemmed from the fact that Barry just didn't come out. And first of all, do the heroic, the honest, the truthful, and, you know, the integrity thing by just saying, owning up to what you did, but also just doing the logical thing and trying to run around and, you know, do stuff behind people's backs. Like, you know, it's not, it doesn't make sense. So anyway, another negative I had actually a couple. What's his name? Arrival. Not a fan of him. I think he looks dumb. Of course, he's not the big bad villain, so we don't get a lot of background, but I just don't like the idea of a villain that just has no real motivation. Like, our best villains, the strength of the Flash has been Zoom. Even though it took a while to figure out Zoom, you got the background, you understood. With Reverse Flash, you very much understood what he was trying to do. Or Harrison Wells, not this reverse, you know, whatever. And so those villains had a lot of strength, a lot of gravitas. And I know we got throwaway villains up the butt on the Flash, but this rival guy seems like he keeps coming back for a reason. I don't know if he's dead now. Hopefully he is, because I just didn't like him. And, like, it's one thing to be dropped into a world and say, okay, that's the villain. He's an evil speedster. I want to be the fastest. Cool, I can get it. But then you could come back to the original timeline. This guy is a totally different person. And then for some reason, something inside of him draws him to go back to, he starts to have visions. And he's like, crap, I want that. I want to have that life. What type of dude, he clearly had a wife, like some kids, a normal life. What type of dude has visions of himself as a villain, killing people as a speedster? And like, yeah, I'd rather have that. So obviously there's something in him, but we never explore it. So I don't like that part, but he looks dumb. I don't like that. And then Draco Malfoy's character, I don't even remember his name. It just seems like it's not working. The chemistry's not there. He sounds weird. He looks weird. Doesn't he look like Draco? Like, he looks like he's balding. And his head is huge. Like, if he had slick back hair, and it's so funny, because I'm in the middle of watching the Harry Potter marathon, like, catching up on all the movies. So I'm like, fresh Draco in my mind. And I'm like, no, dude, it's not. He don't seem evil. He just seems annoying. Even when you rewatch movies, you realize Draco wasn't evil. Draco was a sissy. He just talked a lot of crap. So this guy's not menacing. He doesn't threaten Barry. He looks ugly, talks stupid. He doesn't seem smart. I mean, I like that he's on the Barry already. So that, you know, is always the threat of, oh, crap, we might find out he's the Flash. But at this point, everybody knows he's the Flash, so whatever. Barry doesn't seem scared. And so I don't like the way he's coming off at all. It doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't know. Maybe we'll get more on him. I think we will. We'll get more background. I need to know why he's here. Because right now, it doesn't even make sense. Like, what point in time did they, like, is he supposed to replace Patty Stivett? Like, but she wasn't even a metahuman CSI. So, I mean, she wanted to be, but she wasn't. So, I don't know. I just don't like his character. So anyway, some positives. Everything else I love, though. Honestly, even though I don't like the way the rival looks, the speedster fights for some reason was a lot better this year. Like, they're really focusing on the speed and the fighter, not let's just run around, which there's a lot of that. And, you know, there's some tornado powers and all that good stuff. But I like using the speed force in my punches and kicks. We didn't see a lot of that before. And so it's like you're really seeing all this momentum build up into punches and all that. And so it's not really just speed. It's kind of strength. It's like whose speed force is stronger that my punches hit harder. And so I like those fights, though. That's one thing I am liking. The Dr. Alchemy thing, it looks weird, but it does set us up kind of for some later. Anyway, I'll get on that in the speed force. Yeah, I like the subtle nuances, though. Even though it was annoying how Barry chose to handle it, I really love the fact that they're like, okay, you're going to have to deal with this timeline. There's no running away from it. And that starts with Jay Garrick. Love Jay Garrick popping up. Love the fact that he's watching Barry, that he's able to say, dude, okay, look, I'm a speedster. You don't want to be doing it this way. I'm the OG. Listen to me. I know I look like your dad. I'm not your daddy, but I am the OG speedster. So I like that he just grabs him out of Speed Force in the middle of 1998, and they just have a coffee and whatever. And so I really love that part. I love the way how he explained, like, the timeline. Like, you know, we can break this part off And even though we want to go back to fix it, it's never really the same. There's certain things that are just different. Perfect analogy. It would be a lot better if they didn't change the timeline all the time the last two seasons. However, I do understand, you know, kind of what he's saying. So, and it's true, because once we realize the changes, we realize it's not a huge difference in the timeline. They're just small little things that kind of change the dynamics. So the dynamic of Cisco and Darius' best friend is not there. You know, the dynamic of Joe and Iris being the closest, that's not there. And we see it start to change towards the end. So, you know, he says, Jay Garrick tells Barry, you need to be a hero, the type that owns up to the, you know, mistakes and the consequences. But I love how Barry just kind of comes in and is like, hey, I can tell y'all about y'all old life, but, you know, things ain't going to change. So whatever's different about your life now, y'all got to deal with it because I ain't fixing it. Like, you want to mess everything up. And I love Cisco's reaction. Like, you did it to save your mom, but you won't do it to save my brother. And even though he understands, like, why he won't do it, he's so overcome with emotion that he can't see straight. And it's the same reason why Barry went back in time and did what he did. So I love all that. I love all that. I love the fact that Iris and Joe got back together, and that Iris was just like, you know what, listening to all this stuff, realizing that I love Barry no matter what timeline we're in, they finally kissed. She said, a lot of stuff is bigger than some silly, petty rivalry. And so she made up with her father. So it's like, we're going to stay in this timeline, and it's going to be different, but we're going to work our way to make it as normal as possible. So I love all of that's going on. You set up a way that's fresh, but at the same time, it allows us to do something different. I love the fact that Cisco is getting to explore, or the actor is getting to explore his more dramatic side. But I will say, I pray they let him get back to regular old Cisco, because I think it's good. And I don't think it's depressing. I'm not the one that does that. I respect good acting either way. But I do say that it's a better show, and when we have Cisco being the Cisco he is. And then by the end, we see that Caitlin has her powers. But I don't think she's Killer Frost. There's a reason they brought Killer Frost back after the Earth 2 adventure. And they gave you more Killer Frost. And then they killed Killer Frost. There was a reason they did that. They wanted to show you, you know, that villain side, because she wasn't coming back. Like, she might have the power, but she's not going to be the Killer Frost that you think of. I don't think, personally, because there's nothing in this timeline that I would see making Caitlin evil. Now, Cisco seemed like he was on that route. Like, oh, crap, he's going to become evil. But, you know, he kind of kissed and made up with Barry. He's out there, got vibing powers, kind of locked down. You know, he says, I'm not going to be out there yet, but eventually, yeah, I'll be out there as your partner. That is great. Like, everything that is set up, I'm kind of in the Speed Force now, looking ahead. Everything that's set up with Caitlin and her powers, Jesse Quick is coming back. We heard Barry say that it seems like Dr. Alchemy is giving everybody who had powers in the old timeline, he's going to give them their powers back. And so that means we're going to see Kid Flash back with Wally. So it's a lot of exciting stuff. Dr. Earth 2 Harrison Wells is coming back. Like, it's about to really get popping. So super excited. Really great episode. It was really fun. Some emotional parts. Some, you know, it was just a really great episode overall. Despite the fact you needed Barry to be stupid and do the opposite of the obvious thing all episode just to make the story work, it still ended up being a very enjoyable episode. So I've been grading it. Luke Cage, I do Power Fist. I'm going to do Lightning Bolt. I'm going to give this a 4.5 Lightning Bolt. It was really good to be the second episode of the season to hit you with that much emotion. seeing Cisco in like that group therapy, but also to hit you with some good fights, hit you with some lightheartedness, seeing Felicity talking about everybody loves Mary, you like Putin, everybody loves Putin. And it's just like, oh my God, like it's back. The season is back. We're ready to rock and roll, seeing Jay Garrick. Yes, 4.5 episode. Not perfect, but darn near close. I absolutely love it. Anyway, so if you like you heard, hit that follow button. Log on Facebook, Twitter. Leave questions, comments, or feedback. Check me out on YouTube at the Cannon Vlog if you do. And also, if you like The Flash, tell me what you thought. If you want to hear more of these episodes, stay tuned each week as I put them out. This has been the Comic Movie Universe, a.k.a. the CMU. Thanks for listening.